proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about Jesus Christ and the Jewish feasts, we turn our attention today to the Feast of Dedication, or Hanukkah. The Jewish religious holidays observed by Jesus Christ and his Jewish countrymen included a series of annual festivals. In the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus, God described such days as being, quote, holy convocations, unquote. Jesus Christ, whom according to Galatians 4 was made of a woman, made under the law, Jesus Christ lived and interacted among people familiar with the Jewish religious holidays. To what extent did these festivals impact the Savior's ministry? The Feast of Dedication is otherwise known as Hanukkah. It did not comprise one of the mandated biblical feasts. Instead, the holiday commemorated that occasion when a Jewish army, led by Judah Maccabee, when a Jewish army recaptured Jerusalem and reclaimed the temple from the forces of King Antiochus Epiphanes of Syria. A little background on King Antiochus Epiphanes was helpful here. That monarch desired to impose Greek cultural norms on the Jews, a process called Hellenization. To that end, Antiochus Epiphanes erected a statue of Zeus, the primary Greek deity, inside the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Furthermore, Antiochus Epiphanes sacrificed a pig, which is a ritually unclean animal. He sacrificed the pig on the temple altar, thereby ritually defiling the temple. Jewish resistance to Antiochus Epiphanes crystallized around a priest named Mattathias. Mattathias had five sons, collectively known as the Maccabees. They defeated the Syrian armies in a series of battles, culminating with a major conflict in Jerusalem. The Maccabees and their forces drove the forces of Antiochus Epiphanes out of Israel. When the Jews recaptured the temple, they needed to cleanse it from the ritual defilement that the departing Antiochus Epiphanes had perpetrated on it. According to Jewish religious tradition, only one day of consecrated oil remained for the Jews to use in illuminating the temple. Nevertheless, according to Jewish belief, God enabled that single day's supply of oil to last for the entire 8 days which the Jews needed to complete their work of cleansing the temple. Perhaps for that reason, Hanukkah also bears the name Festival of Lights. In the 8th and 9th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus Christ referred to himself as the light of the world. Earlier on, John described the Lord as, quote, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, unquote. A quotation that can be found in the first chapter of John's Gospel. In John chapter 12, Jesus Christ exclaimed that, quote, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness, unquote. However, as John noted in the 3rd chapter of his Gospel, quote, this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil, unquote. On one occasion, Jesus Christ visited the tabernacle during the Feast of Dedication. A group of Jews confronted him there, according to the 10th chapter of John. They demanded that he plainly present his messianic claims. On that occasion, the Savior replied, quote, I told you and ye believed not. The words that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, unquote. Rather than take the hint and rededicate their defiled lives unto God, these questioners chose to reject Jesus Christ as the light of the world, bringing divine condemnation on themselves. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.